Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The family of American teacher Mark Fogel says it's beyond grateful, relieved, and overwhelmed that he's heading home after his release from Russia. The White House announced it. Fogel arrested on drug charges in 2021. Sitting with King Abdullah of Jordan in the White House, President Trump again warning Hamas to release all hostages by 12 noon this Saturday.
I have a Saturday deadline, and I don't think they're going to make the deadline personally. I think they want to play tough guy. But we'll see how tough they are.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu threatens to withdraw from the ceasefire in Gaza if the militant group does not release more hostages Saturday. California Governor Gavin Newsom in Altadena, his work begins on wildfire debris removal.
I know this is hard. I know we're well aware of the friction around staging areas. These are temporary issues.
Wall Street, the Dow up, NASDAQ down, S&P about even. This is ABC News. Health authorities in Uganda say the number of confirmed Ebola cases has risen to 9. 265 other people are being monitored under quarantine. The 9 include the first victim, a nurse who died the day before the outbreak was declared last night. He is the only fatality. If you're looking for that special someone this Valentine's Day, Hope on Bart in San Francisco.
53 years ago, the OJs urged all of us to get on the love train. And this Valentine's Day, Bart is making that happen. On Friday night, Valentine's Day, Bart will have 200 people ages 18 to 35 on a train for a speed dating event aboard a moving BART train. The event sold out within 12 hours of it being announced. There will be icebreakers, conversation starters, and BART-themed Valentines the lovebirds can give to one another. The train won't be making any stops for close to 2 hours, giving riders time to flirt.
Our Alex Stone, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday for up to 6 inches of snow. Also a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties for tomorrow from 6 a.m. until 3 a.m. on Thursday, and 3 to 5 inches expected in that advisory area. Mostly cloudy tonight and cold with flurries possible and a low of 8. Snow throughout the day tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, high 19. Winds will be north 10 to 15, and light snow ending by midnight tomorrow night with another 1 inch possible. It'll be blustery with a low of 2. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and our temperature is 14 degrees. And because of that weather that's going to be coming in, we have a couple of announcements to pass along. First is a school closing. Fenimore schools will be closed for tomorrow. And also for meetings, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that's supposed to be held tomorrow night at 6:30 has been canceled.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the threat starting midweek of heavy snowfall and cold temperatures across much of the upper Midwest, FEMA's Region 5 office in Chicago encourages residents to prepare now. Acting FEMA Region 5 Regional Administrator Michael S. Chesney said, quote, "The forecast this week is an important reminder that winter isn't over just yet. Now is the time to check local weather forecasts and warnings, learn the risk for your area, and take precautions to stay safe. Precaution steps include following the instructions of state and local officials and listen to local radio or TV stations for updated emergency information. We will keep you updated here on WRCO. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. Keep in mind each person's specific needs, including medication, and don't forget the needs of your pets. Fully charge your phone and other electronic items before the storm in case you lose power. Avoid non-essential travel. If you must go out, make sure your vehicle is in good working condition. Fill your gas tank before the storm hits and check that your car's emergency supply kit is fully stocked before traveling. Limit your time outside. If you need to go outside, wear layers of warm clothing and watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Heat your home safely. Remember to keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from items that can burn and plug them directly into the wall. Never use a gas stovetop or oven to heat your home. When using a generator, always keep it outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Find even more valuable tips to help you prepare for severe winter weather by visiting ready.gov. The right to contraception makes its way back to the U.S. legislature, thanks in part to a Wisconsin senator. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. You've probably seen or heard ads supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. January campaign finance reports show the Crawford campaign raised $2.8 million and Schimmel's $2 million. The 2023 election, in which Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz defeated former Justice Daniel Kelly, saw more than $51 million spent by both sides, an amount this race could surpass. While Supreme Court elections are officially nonpartisan, Protasiewicz's win gave liberals a 4-3 majority on the court. In this race, Schimmel is backed by Republican and conservative groups, while Crawford has support from liberals and Democrats. The winner of the April 1st election will serve a 10-year term. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024. That's according to the annual climate summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temperature of 47.6 degrees, 3.8 degrees above the 1991 to 2020 normal. This surpassed the previous record of 47.4 degrees set in 2012. Most areas of the state had temperatures 3 to 4 degrees above normal. A few pockets even reached 4 to 5 degrees above normal. The second warmest February on record contributed significantly to the year's exceptional warmth. Last year was the 13th wettest on record, with a statewide average of 37 inches compared to the normal of 34.05 inches. This included the wettest March through August period on record. The DNR says recent precipitation amounts have created conditions that are ideal for burning in certain areas of the state. Prescribe Burns support healthy ecosystems for an abundance of plants and animals in Wisconsin. The agency says these burns mimic the benefits historic fire once provided, but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions. When conducting a prescribed burn near roads or recreational trails, DNR staff will post signs to notify the public. You're asked to avoid those areas while a burn is being conducted. Visit the DNR's prescribed burn dashboard for more information. The Amber Alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been expanded to Missouri. Investigators say she's with Gary Day, the 40-year-old father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. An arrest warrant is active as authorities believe the pair may be traveling through Missouri en route to Arkansas. Today is National 211 Day, a time to set aside to celebrate the work 211 organizers across the country do to serve their communities. Carla Lundeen is the director of Great Rivers 211.
211 is a community information and referral line where people can reach out to us 24 hours a day just by dialing 211, real simple number to remember. And people can reach out to us to find information about resources and about community services that might be helpful to them within their community.
Great Rivers 211 began in the 1970s and is associated with Amplify Gunderson Health.
We started out as First Call for Help, which a lot of people are familiar with. And really what we do is if there is something that you are looking for, you have a question about, you know, how do I get, my parents are aging. How do I find help for them? What do? I'm getting stressed out as a caregiver. This is really hard work. People reach out to us, and then we, you know, have a conversation with them, and then we get them connected with the resources and information in their local community that can help them. So it's, like I said, it's everything from maybe I'm needing help with caregiving for my parents to, you know, simple day-to-day questions like, I need to get a driver's license or a state ID card. How do I do that? You can call 211, and we can provide you with that information and then tell you what those next steps are to move forward with that.
Great Rivers 211 is also for people in crisis.
Crisis can mean lots of different things to lots of different people. For example, a mental health crisis. We work with people every day that are having mental health crisis, that are looking for emotional support, or maybe they need resources in their community. Maybe they're struggling with, do they want to die? And we can be there to help them with that. But there's also people who are struggling with a crisis, like maybe they're sleeping in their car and they're not sure where they can find a warm bed or a warm meal that night. You know, that's another kind of crisis. They're all important, and they're all things that we can help support people with at Great Rivers 211.
Lundeen says staff are highly trained to assist when you call.
So when they call 211 in a crisis situation, or really in any type of situation, the phone is answered, or the text is answered, or the chat is answered by a person. That kind of distinguishes us from a lot of other support lines or ways that people can get support. So we call those folks community resource specialists, and that's just what they are. They're trained to provide a listening ear, to be empathetic, to ask questions, and really find out what that person is looking for. What is the thing that they need help with? And then they are skilled at searching for resources and making those connections for people. So our staff are trained. They receive a very lengthy and diverse onboarding process. And then we have ongoing continuing education to make sure they stay up to date on the resources in their community, how they can best support people, and just, you know, make sure that we are doing the best we can for the people that we support in our communities.
National 211 assistance is free for anyone in need. When you call 211, you will be connected to your local resource center. The Wisconsin Pork Association recognized individuals that were selected as their outstanding pork industry leaders during the organization's annual meeting held on February 6th in conjunction with the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells. Among those recognized were Alicia Prill Adams of Platteville with a Distinguished Service Award. This award is given to a pork producer whose contributions to the Wisconsin swine industry merit special recognition. Alicia is the manager of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Swine Center. This operation is a cornerstone of the animal science curriculum as it offers hands-on, real-world experience for students to learn about pork production. She also teaches animal science classes, supervises students and farm staff, and is the block and bridle advisor. The Friend of the Industry Award is given to an individual that provides exemplary service and commitment to the Wisconsin Pork Association and agriculture industry as a whole. State Representative Travis Tranel was elected to the State Assembly and has served in the Wisconsin State Legislature since 2010. Representative Tranel is a sixth-generation dairy farmer and small business owner from Cuba City. Representative Tranel is the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee and a leader in the legislature on agricultural and agribusiness issues. Last session, he led the efforts to create Wisconsin's new Agricultural Road Improvement Program, which provided $150 million to local governments to improve critical agricultural road infrastructure. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Jalen Layer on ticket number 588.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kaysen Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kaysen Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With this being Valentine's Day week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to remember that the greatest gifts you can give your animal companions for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year aren't the treats that they beg for or the toys that get lost under the furniture or in the yard, but rather the respect that you have for their well-being, the patience and kindness with which you treat them, the quality time that you spend with them, and your unconditional love. Happy Valentine's Day week to you and all of your pets from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. All About Pets is a service of Strengths, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a crisp and cool day today, we've got those clouds increasing and will become mostly cloudy tonight, with a few flurries possible, especially after midnight. Of course, as you know, we've got a big low-pressure system taking aim, bringing us some heavy, significant snowfall. In fact, a winter storm warning starts in Grant County at 6 a.m. and lasts through 3 a.m. Thursday, where areas there could see up to 6 inches of snowfall. Otherwise, for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties, we're in a winter weather advisory. That also starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and lasts into the overnight, where we could pick up 3 to 5 inches. So here's how it's going to happen. Again, flurries are possible after midnight, but the actual event, the big snowstorm, really starts after 6 a.m. A good 2 to 4 inches is expected throughout the area, with, of course, the heaviest totals south of Richland County. High temperatures will reach the upper teens, so this is going to be a lighter, fluffier type of snow, a little bit easier to clear, not as heavy, not as wet, not as slushy. But of course, at night, if the snow is still ongoing, because it wants to continue till around midnight or so, probably putting down another inch or so, this is when the temperatures are crashing cold, and the salt doesn't work as well. So yes, the system may be winding down, but the road conditions may be worsening, so keep that in mind at night if you're driving around. And those winds are going to become blustery, which could blow and drift some snow around and reduce visibility. This will be Wednesday night into Thursday. In fact, for Thursday, we'll see some sunshine peeking out by the afternoon, but we stay crisp and cool at highs in the mid-teens. Falling sub-zero Thursday night into Friday morning, we've got another system on our back doorstep. So we'll see clouds increasing quickly through late morning and snow starting in the afternoon on Friday, where another good 2 to 4 inches is possible overnight. Few flurries or light snow showers may linger early Saturday. Otherwise, we've got a breezy, mild, and mostly cloudy day and a dry weekend. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 14 degrees after a high today of 20 and a morning low of 5. Yesterday's high was 29 and we received a trace of snow. Record high set back in 1999 is 60 degrees with a record low of 22 below that was set back in 1895. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 23. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:27. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:04. And the winds are out of the west-northwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.19, and we have received a half an inch of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 14 degrees. And once again, a reminder, there is that winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and it'll last until 3 a.m. on Thursday. That's because Grant County could get up to 6 inches of snow. And there is a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Thursday. That's because the expected amount is going to be 3 to 5 inches. And because of the impending weather, we have a couple cancellations to announce so far. The Fenimore schools will be closed tomorrow. Also closed tomorrow or canceled for tomorrow, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held at 6:30, as I said, has been canceled.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With a look at tonight's high school sports action, here's Phil Nee.
Boys basketball tonight, Weston is at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at DeSoto, Ithaca at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Lafarge. Also, Viroqua is at River Valley, Broadhead at Dodgeville, Belmont at Lancaster, New Lisbon at Bangor, Hillsboro at Cashton, Waniwak Center visits Royal, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Riverdale is home against Boscobel, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Darlington at Southwestern, and Reedsburg at Lodi. Girls basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge, Lafarge at North Crawford, Reedsburg at McFarland, Highland visits Belmont, River Ridge at Benton, Portage at Baraboo, Waniwak Center travels to Royal, and Bangor at New Lisbon, Darlington at Dodgeville, Boscobel plays at Ithaca in girls basketball, and Viroqua is at Richland Center. We'll have it tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. The coach of the Richland Center girls is Jeremy Cooey.
You know, the girls are out there, they're fighting, they're scrapping, and, you know, sometimes we've had to put girls in positions where, you know, we wouldn't normally, but, you know, whether it was an injury or an illness, and all we've asked out of the girls is they just keep fighting and adapt, and, you know, if something goes wrong, you got to play the next play. You can't worry about what just happened and just continue to move forward as a team and as a program. So we're excited for what we're seeing and what we're building, and again, hopefully we'll be able to show that on the court these next 2 weeks.
The Richland Center girls team hosts Viroqua this evening, and we'll have the call on WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, all of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips. Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The Milwaukee Bucks dropped a 125-111 decision to the Golden State Warriors last night despite 38 points from Damian Lillard. Milwaukee has lost 8 of its last 10 games. The team was playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is expected to be sidelined until after the NBA All-Star game. New Bucks center Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst said trading Chris Middleton was the toughest decision of his career because of everything the three-time All-Star has done for the franchise. Trading Middleton to the Washington Wizards brought forward Kyle Kuzma to Milwaukee and put the Bucks under the second salary cap apron, giving them the flexibility to make other moves during the offseason. Horst says he believes the moves he made last week should make Milwaukee more dangerous this season, adding that ownership didn't ask him to lower the payroll. Badgers cornerback Nysir Fourcreen has won an additional year of college football eligibility in a courtroom. The ruling follows similar decisions in court affecting other college players. The All-American Fourcreen's legal victory represents a major change in NCAA eligibility guidelines. It establishes a precedent for such cases in the future. In this week's AP College Basketball poll, Wisconsin's two major college basketball teams are moving in opposite directions. With a couple of wins, the Badgers have jumped 5 positions to number 16. Only Arizona and Ole Miss improved more. Riding a three-game losing streak, Marquette has fallen seven positions to number 18. The Golden Eagles were ranked among the top 10 programs for more than 2 months. Marquette plays tonight at home against DePaul. Wisconsin doesn't take the court until Saturday at Purdue. And former All-Star outfielder Austin Hayes is guaranteed $5 million in his one-year contract with Cincinnati Reds and can earn $500,000 in performance bonuses for plate appearances. Hayes has a $4 million salary this season as part of a deal announced on January 30th. His agreement includes a $12 million mutual option for 2026 with a $1 million buyout. Left-hander Wade Miley, who formerly pitched for Milwaukee, who agreed to a minor league contract on February 4th, would get a $2.5 million salary while in the major leagues. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle were lower Tuesday. Hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling. The USDA left U.S. soybean ending stocks unchanged, while the production guess for Argentina was down and no change for Brazil this month. CONAB's updated numbers for Brazil are out on Thursday. March beans were 6 lower at 10.43 and a half. May was down 5 and a quarter at 10.60 and a quarter. March bean meal was $3.90 lower at 296.60. March soybean oil was 40 points higher at 46.13. Corn was down on profit taking and technical selling. U.S. corn ending stocks were steady with January, with modest cuts for South American crops. USDA did reduce the export projections for Brazil and Ukraine. March corn was 7.5 lower at 484, and May was down 6.5 at 498. and wheat was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. U.S. wheat ending stocks were down modestly on expectations for increased food use domestically. Globally, the USDA lowered its export estimates for the European Union, Russia, and Ukraine. March Chicago was down 2.5 at 577. March Kansas City was 4 lower at 592 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was down 7 at 618 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on this week's larger direct cash cattle offering. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in just a moment. April live is down 212 at 196. June was $1.82 lower at 191.37. March feeders were down 335 at 264.77. And hogs ended the session higher, supported by technical buying, despite some bearish fundamentals during the session. April lean was up $1.35 at 92.97, and May was 115 higher at 96.85. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Direct cash cattle trade developed Tuesday. Live deals were marked at $203 in the South. That's $2 to $3 below the previous week's weighted averages. Bids didn't surface on Tuesday. In other parts of cattle country, look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef closed lower with light demand from moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.04 at $322.46. Select was $1.71 lower at $312.21. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison, but a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 88.55. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 88.86, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 88.85. Pork values closed firm, up a dime at 99.72, and estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-433-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The nation's pork producers are still fighting for a Proposition 12 fix. Matthew Grill with the National Pork Producers Council says a new farm bill is the easiest fix for the California regulation.
We know in the House Farm Bill last year, we had a provision in there, Section 12007, that preempted California Proposition 12 for livestock, poultry, dairy. We will take this issue up. It's not going away. And we're hopeful that with the new leadership that we can get something done for producers.
More news is next.
Have you been to agraamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. Agra America, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Farmers and ag groups are concerned President Trump's executive order to freeze conservation funding could impact those already committed to implementing climate-smart practices. Josh Gackle is a farmer from North Dakota and past president of the American Soybean Association.
They've already got money on the line and expecting to see that reimbursement. We just feel it's important, and other commodity groups as well, that the government lives up to the commitments that they made.
Central Indiana farmer Don Philwalk tells Brownfield research funding is critical to improving conservation.
There are more that we should do, could do, and we need more data and research to verify and improve on those practices. So losing research is really a setback.
USDA has raised its expectations for U.S. red meat production. Beef is now pegged at 26.6 billion pounds, up 775 million from January. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A soybean research specialist says the 2024 crop might have a big impact on the 2025 crop. So farmers should check a few more things as they decide on which inputs to use and which ones to cut in a tight margin year. We'll hear more from University of Wisconsin's Sean Connolly next on today's Managing for Profit.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Sean Connolly is the University of Wisconsin soybean specialist, and he says last year's beans were pretty dry at harvest time, and that could lead to some problems for planting this year's crop.
I'm not trying to sound any alarms or, you know, be an alarmist, but a lot of soybeans were harvested at a very low moisture content, and that's generally not good for seed production fields. So the point I'm making here is that if you're purchasing new seed for 2025, just talk to your seed person. Say, hey, you guys run any early germ tests? What's the germ on your soybean seed? I'm hoping it's fine, but I just know that we got into harvest and we didn't get a lot of rainfall events. And we harvested a lot of beans where our moisture tester went haywire because the moisture was so low. By low, we're talking under 8% beans. That's not good for seed quality. That's not good for germ. Check that tag or your seed. Just look at the germ. If it's 92% or better, great. Don't even think of twice about it. But if we're talking about 85% germ, we're talking about 82% germ, then you might need to make some adjustments to your seeding rate in 2025. First one would be higher plant population. Secondly, maybe just talk to your seed person about a different seed lot. That's the biggest thing, or just shop around. You know, if you don't look and you're expecting to drop seed at 95% germ, and you're already cutting your seeding rate back to begin with, in order to cut input costs, and all of a sudden, you know, your germ is 10% less, and you cut your seeding rate back 20%, and then you plant early, and we have a pounding rain, that's where we get into problems. So that's one thing. Another thing, when we're talking about the next growing season, just don't cut on, like, seed genetics, for one thing. Invest in high-yielding genetics. A $5 difference on a per-unit basis can equate to $150 to $200 difference in your pocket on the bottom line, especially given that the fact prices are going to be reduced, margins are tight. Just invest in seed, invest in potassium, invest in a good upfront pre-emergence herbicide program, and then we'll watch the season go, and then we'll just kind of get an idea of where we are with fungicides in terms of if we need to apply a fungicide for white mold. There are other things you could probably, you know, cut out or leave out. You know, there's some foo-foo dust, wackadoodle stuff, you know, we all try in a given year. Maybe just pause, make sure you're able to make the bottom line. And I think 2025, you as a farmer, you need to know what your cost of production is.
That's University of Wisconsin soybean specialist Sean Connolly. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
don't burn both ends of the candle anymore. I take the corners slower and steady. This chip on my shoulder, it ain't so heavy anymore. We still fly like gypsies, just a little closer to the ground. We still love our whiskey, but now it's just a little watered down. Girls I could have married someone else. And these torches I still carry don't burn like hell the way they used to. The backside of 40 ain't near as crazy. And Sunday morning ain't near as hazy.
From 2017, that was Trace Adkins with Watered Down on Country and Community. I'm Tim Seed. I'll be bringing you some more great music up until around 7 o'clock, 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you girls' high school basketball action. It will be Viroqua at Richland Center. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And hope your Tuesday's going well. Tomorrow doesn't sound too good. For now, we'll see what happens. That could always change, as we know from the past couple of storms that were supposed to come through. But this one sounds like we may get something because it has increased from what it originally was. But we do have that winter storm warning out for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. Tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Thursday. And Grant County could get up to 6 inches of snow. While there is a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties, from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday, with a chance of 3 to 5 inches of snow. So it's going to be pretty nasty tomorrow. So if you don't have to go anywhere, please don't do so. I know a lot of people have school and work, but sounds like we may not have school tomorrow in a lot of locations. We may not. We'll just have to see what happens. But there is one school district that did cancel for tomorrow that we're sure of, and that's Fenimore. They're canceled for tomorrow. And also for tomorrow, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held tomorrow evening, that has been canceled as well. That was supposed to be held at 6:30 tomorrow night. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you informed right here on WRCO for any further cancellations. And we do also have a list of our cancellations on WRCO.com if you need to check it out. And yeah, so right now our temperature is 13 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 548. And then tomorrow, there are a couple of blood drives scheduled for tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And Ithaca High School is holding a blood drive, and that's going on from 9 until 2 at the high school. All donors receive a Just Donut hat as a thank you. And appointments are greatly appreciated. You can register online at versatile.org. That's VERSITI.org/WI, or by calling 877-232 4376. Also, there will be an Impact Life blood drive held tomorrow from 11 to 3:30 at Julie Cairns State Farm. You can register online for that at Impact Life Donor Portal. You can also contact hello@impactlife.org or 800-747-5401 with questions.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It is winter across the farm fields. We salute the farmers who work tirelessly behind the scenes during the winter months. Even when the ground is frozen, they are busy maintaining equipment, planning for the next planting season, and caring for livestock. Their dedication ensures that our food supply remains steady, and their hard work never goes unnoticed, even in the off season. The Salute to Farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big-screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-Pin Tap this Sunday.
WRCO
100.9. You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. No doubt.
Cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, low, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy. Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. She gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me. Late last evening, and a show came on about the richest man alive. And as I watched, one thing kept going through my mind. As long as I've got you by my side, I'm the richest man alive. As long as I've got you by my side, I'm
The ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump reacting to several federal judges who have blocked major policy changes by the new White House.
It seems hard to believe that judges want to try and stop us from looking for corruption, especially when we found hundreds of millions of dollars worth, much more than that, in just a short period of time.
24 hours after President Trump said he would conceivably withhold aid from Jordan and Egypt if they don't take in Palestinians from Gaza. Today, sitting in the White House with Jordan's King Abdullah.
I think we'll do something. I don't have to threaten with money. We do. We contribute a lot of money to Jordan and to Egypt, by the way, a lot, to both. But I don't have to threaten that. I think we're above that.
Egyptian media reporting that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has postponed his trip to Washington indefinitely. The White House says American Mark Fogel, held in Russia since being arrested on drug charges in 2021, has been freed. This is ABC News. Egg shortage update from ABC's Jim.